Salvation's wheels are burned down. In this burn you cannot change.
RTR, Truth Media Reload. Road, but it's been a worthy one. God bless all of you for hanging in there with us. Woo! I'm here. Thanks, folks, for tuning into a special episode tonight. I am free, free, free. I'm out. For all of you that hung in there with us through this past year, I'd like to thank you. You guys know I've been doing the best I can trying to do a show from halfway in, but I am out now, and there's some news to report based on that. We have a court date coming up the 13th to go up in front of the Honorable Judge Ann Aiken and present our situation and hope that she can remedy some issues that we'll talk about that at another time. Really, I can't really get into that. So what I wanted to say to you folks out there who have been supporting us and supporting the network and sending me your love, there is incredible people here in Oregon that have stood up and stood by me through some dark days and through some of the best. They've shown me some of the just so much love out there. And I'd like to first say thank you to the Hammond family. And I would like to say we have to remember our political prisoners that are still wrapped up in the system. We can't forget these folks. You know, a lot has gone on. We're going to be getting into it later on the show with an update of Ryan, if we have enough time. If not, we'll cover it tomorrow. I'd like to do it tonight if we can. But, folks, I am out, and we had to secure some lodgings. You know, this year has been extremely difficult for my wife. And for these folks, just the amazing folks, Eric Park, Eric Hughes, that has stepped up and filled in a huge gap. Lori Anderson, Chris Cave, and so many folks that have jumped in to fill this spot, to keep this spot alive. I'd like to thank John Statmiller for keeping it alive for us, too. John is just, my buddy, Mike, I love you, Mike. You're awesome. You're just so awesome. Masad Asad, Mike. Boy, I love that. I tell you what, I'm grateful. I'm strong. Many people have asked me, you know, you regret ever going? Well, you know, I regret how things turned out, but I certainly don't regret going. It's a noble cause. I think that still I believe in the case and the protest for the Hammonds. And we've seen in the Bundy case, we've seen some crazy, crazy things. Daniel P. Love's kill list, the smear and slur of the Mormon people. And I'm a Christian, and I have to say right here and now for a second, you know, for people that talk bad about these LDS folks, let me tell you something. These folks have been there and been there and been there for me. Enormous support, loving support, dedicated support. And I thank all of them for that. So, folks, I am out for this tentatively for this week. The goal is to transfer out to a southwestern state. We have a location. We're running into a little bit of issues that I don't want to get into. I can't get into right now. But I've secured lodgings for this week, and we're trying to raise some funds. I need your support. Now, if I ever needed something, I need you now. You can go to my PayPal at tomlacavera@gmail.com. You can use PayPal to get in like that. Or if the way I like to use, but my lawyer's been telling me that there's some, you know, it's easier for people to use the email, tomlacavera, that's tomlacavera@gmail.com. And of course you can call in if you didn't take that down quick enough. Mike would be more than happy to help you out with that. Or you can go to paypal.me/RTR Truth Media. Now, while I've been in, I haven't really needed anything. Well, I really didn't ask anybody and say, look, I need you guys to step up. Tonight, I need you to step up and help me. Even if it's just a little bit, if everybody helps out just a little bit, that'd be great. Really appreciate it. So we're going to get into some hot topics. I have been terminated off of YouTube in the YouTube purge of conservatives and conservative Christians, along with the Health Ranger and all kinds of, I mean, just there's a long list. Our friend at Blackstone Intelligence, Jake Morfonios, bam, they hit him too. So we're effectively being silenced off of YouTube, and I have a lot of thoughts on that. John, I'm sure, has shared quite a few. So I was trying to be careful about what I said on the radio about some things. But hey, if I'm not going to use YouTube, then I'm not going to let that chilling effect affect me here. I've got some issues with Parkland. And I have been in the back scenes there. I haven't had a chance to get on the radio. But Lori Anderson and myself have dug into these Capitol reports. I was investigating this, and I know Lori Anderson was too. I know you were, Lori. Back in the days of Trayvon Martin, when we couldn't understand why they were propping Trayvon up, and just going race, and not addressing his previous criminal history and all of these contacts with law enforcement and the fact that he was doing drugs and it was known and he was breaking into houses and doing all this stuff. None of these. I remember that. I think it was a congressman that took to the floor that wore the hoodie and this guy is such an idiot. He's holding an Arizona iced tea fruit punch. And he's got Skittles in one hand and the fruit punch in the other, not even realizing he's holding the ingredients to the codeine syrup, which is all in rage in Florida. I can tell you, I lived there. Okay, these are ingredients to a concoction that they put together with codeine syrup, and it makes it sweet and it makes it more palatable. And Trayvon, just look at his autopsy. His liver was shot. He was a young man, right? So this is a kid that had a lot of contact with law enforcement. We don't really even need to go down the conspiracy here, the whole false flag thing. Let's go to the money. Follow the money. That's what my stepfather taught me. Follow the money, right? So this is what it is. An Obama-era program called the Promise Program. And it was purported to be for a very good reason. To eliminate kids from the school to prison pipeline. And that sounds like, I'm for that, right? Who wouldn't be for that? Who wants kids to go to prison, right? I don't. I don't care if they're African American. I don't care if they're Spanish. I don't care if they're white. I could care less. I don't want kids to go into prison. It's crazy, right? So intervene. Here's this federal cash that was made available. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem I have with it. What did Ronald Reagan say? And he's, you know, everybody for what they think about Reagan, there's pros and cons, but the one thing that he said, what was it, that statement? I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That could be problematic, as they say today, okay? And I'll tell you why. All of the wonderful intentions in the world, to put these things, and I'm going to just go with that. Let's just say that all the best intentions in the world were to do exactly what it said. But this is what happened. The Conservative Treehouse, you can find that at The Last Refuge on Twitter, or The Conservative Treehouse also published an article I was on like white on rice. I called the NRA. I called Curt Schilling, the former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher. I called everybody I could think of on my list of contacts. I spoke to the NRA legal department. I called everybody. And I said, look, and this was before this was being spoken about. I said, there's an underlying problem here. There's a big problem. There are law enforcement officers. If you look, I'm, you know how we report on good and bad of government. There's a lot of great cops out there. Some of them got really pissed off about what was going down in Dade County that caused Trayvon to slip through these cracks. Part of this problem was federal grant money in this promise program. Rather than using the money to actually put it into programs that suppressed crime, they were suppressing the stats, and they were caught doing it. People came forward. They gave testimony. They tried quieting this down. This whole big gun control thing, this thing is orchestrated. This thing was planned out with all the bells, with all the whistles, with everything to completely try and cover up the fact that these departments were corrupt from the get-go. And that's a fact. It's come out. It's coming out. It's starting to rise to the surface. I'm actually starting to hear it in some mainstream sources, finally, thank God. And here again goes back to a statement. Now, we published an article, and you have to forgive me because I'm not completely organized yet. But we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of this article. And there's a quote that goes back quite some time about federal grant-making power. Federal grant-making power and how it could be used to bring about certain agendas, right? Okay, well, what does that mean? That means the American people will eat these grants and these purported for all of these good reasons. And it's like Ron Paul has said about these socialized programs. All of the best intentions in the world, when you put bureaucracies behind them, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And this is what happens. So anyway, Laura, you want to fill us in on a little information? I need to bring up some information to share with you in just a few minutes here. Hang on a second. Go ahead, honey. You had dug into these financial issues as well.
Well, one of the problems was the Florida's Broward County, as you were saying, the home to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, which is where the shooting occurred. Among the leaders in this policy that you were discussing, even the Washington Post reported on it, surprisingly. Broward County schools once recorded more in-school arrests than any other Florida district. But in 2013, the school board and the sheriff's office agreed on a new policy to discontinue police referrals for a dozen infractions ranging from drug use to assault. So the number of school-based arrests plummeted by 63% from 2012 to 2016. In a minute, this is going to be very important to understand as what Tom was talking about. So the Obama administration lauded Broward's reforms in 2015, and they invited the district superintendent to the White House for an event. Rethink Discipline is what it was called. That would highlight the success of Broward and other localities in, quote, transforming policies and school climate. The confessed killer, Nicholas Cruz, a notorious and emotionally disturbed student, was suspended from Stoneman Douglas High. He was even expelled for bringing weapons to school. Yet he was never arrested before the shooting. In a county less devoted to undoing school disciplinary policies, perhaps Cruz would have been arrested for one of his many violent or threatening incidents. But when Cruz got into a fight in September of 2016, he was referred to social workers rather than to the police when he allegedly assaulted a student in January of 2017. It triggered a school-based threat assessment, but no police involvement. The Washington Post even noted that Cruz was, quote, well known to school and mental health authorities and was entrenched in the process for getting students help rather than referring them to law enforcement, unquote. So now we forward, and would an arrest record have changed the judgment of the FBI agents who ignored the tip? Now, there were two tips to the Federal Bureau of Investigations. One was from a YouTuber, and another from a individual that was concerned. The FBI failed both times to do anything about it. According to other reports, there were 36 reports to the police in which they did nothing about. So then, let's also remember that while...
Hey, Lori.
Yes.
Just an odd coincidence, and this is why I was able to jump on this so quickly, just to let you know. There was a guy, his name was Benny the Bondsman, okay? Mm-hmm. This guy... I'm not going to give you his location. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Happens to be a good friend of my best friend from Jersey. Mm-hmm. He moved, and he's friends with this guy. This guy, he's surfing the internet, and he comes across this message about this kid wanting to shoot up a school. Mm-hmm. He does what any other American would do. Hey, you're going to shoot up a school. I can't let that go.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he calls the FBI, mm-hmm. and they come out, and they interview him. Two different offices ended up interviewing him. Two different field offices. How did it not get, or did it get, transferred somehow to the SRO, or school resource officer? I still don't have the answer to that yet. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the answer to that. So I was pretty harsh on the FBI not doing something. Mm-hmm. But technically, the FBI should, could, or would have turned it over to the Broward County Sheriff, because that's where this kid is from. We still don't know for sure. Now, I've been pretty critical on the FBI, but I want to give them benefit of the doubt until I know for sure, because we're about facts. Facts are facts, and I want to make sure that we check that fact. That's something that went out there. The FBI was bashed. And, you know, that's a whole other story for another show and another time. So, anyway, I just wanted to mention that real quick. Go ahead.
Sure. So, when we're looking at this, what you were talking about, Tom, the grant money, when the numbers go down for the children going into the system, they get grant money. They receive this grant money. They're doing such a great job. So there are a lot of individuals who, instead of, if it's a real threat, are not being actually reported.
Right.
Because they want to keep the numbers down so that they can get more money numbers coming in.
Right.
And the problem with this is, also, it was reported that one of the sheriffs that was on scene while the shooting was going on stayed outside instead of going in.
Not one. No, I believe it's either up to four or five now, which makes this a situation where I suspect because this is the word, and this is word has come from some pretty good sources, that they were given a stand down order. Now,
well,
we're still trying to confirm that. But real quick, just one fact before I forget about this. Remember the grant making power, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you know, all this, right? Remember, I don't know if you guys folks remember the H. Rowan Gaither, the junior president of the Ford Foundation, made a comment to Norman Dodd during the Congressional Reese Commission investigation in 1954. Norman Dodd gave an interview and made this clear. And this is what he said to Norman Dodd. All of us here at the policymaking level have had experience with directives from the White House. The substance of them is that we shall use our grant-making power so as to alter our life in the United States that we can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. When this whole thing happened with the grants and the gun control and the Russia, we're all bots, crap, this fake news stories that divert attention from other places and don't put it where it's supposed to be, that that interview popped out in my head, and I remembered that. And I think that, that's a very significant thing to remember here. But go ahead. So these five cops, or four cops, four Broward County sheriffs, stood down. And, oh, by the way, Lori, you know that the FBI showed up right after CNN, and the jurisdiction of the city police that's right next to this area actually arrived and went inside, right? So that I found to be very interesting, too. Well, okay, now I'm going to hand it back to you. Go ahead.
And I found it interesting that every quote-unquote gun control narrative that they're putting out there, of course, matches identically with the UNSATT. So let's get some new information out that has to do with this. And it has come out now that the Parkland shooter did not even use high-capacity magazines. Now, this is what they're screaming across our union. High-capacity magazines, blah, 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 blah. It has been reported that in the National Review, gunmen only used 10-round magazines. The Parkland shooter did not use magazines larger than 10 rounds, but gun reform lobbyists are calling on lawmakers to ban higher-capacity magazines after Valentine's Day tragedy. Of course, because it goes right along with UNSATT. I want to know why no one was in that school armed to be able to defend those children, to be honest with you. I am really getting sick of that. People are always in gun-free zones, but I've got some new information on that, too, that is pretty interesting. So it is being reported that that he used 10-round capacity magazines. And it is being reported that after his gun jammed, the shooter threw it away and successfully blended into a crowd of students trying to escape the building, according to three sources close to the investigation. Well, there's some things that we're going to be looking at a later date with that, because there are some conflicting issues with that too, because some people said that, you know, he had full helmet and body, the shooter had full helmet and body armor, and then you've got other ones talking about she's sitting there talking to him while shots are being fired, and obviously he was in regular clothes at that time, and you sure as heck cannot blend in with the students and walk out if you have that full body armor on.
No, the whole thing stinks. It really does stink. And 2 weeks prior to this, by the way, 2 weeks prior to this, the Secret Service were at the school too, which is reported to be at the school. And that just doesn't make any sense either. I talked to a guy who did school security, and he actually trained for these active shooter situations. And he said that never in his life, never in his career, had he ever had anybody from Homeland Security, anybody from the FBI, anybody from the Secret Service, any of these organizations directly reach out and contact them. They did have some coordination with Homeland Security on their county levels as far as informational stuff, but to actually be reached out and contacted and have involvement, never at any of these drills. So, I mean, look, if even putting this conspiratorial angle to it, which I'm not saying it is or it isn't. What I'm saying is what all of that is, and I did find some false information that was thrown out there to get people like us to bite on, which, you know, of course, right. It didn't
work. Not for us anyway.
What, it shut us down, what? We shut that down, what? And it took, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yep.
There was a meme, and God bless the guy that sent us to us, and we fact-checked it. Well, it turned out that Hoag did go out to California, did do a video, but then somebody from an alleged Antifa account takes a picture of a yearbook with Hoag in it from California, and he sends a meme out on Facebook. It starts tearing its way through Facebook as one of the biggest disinformation campaigns that I've seen yet.
It's actually a picture from Florida.
Right.
From that yearbook. So, yes, he actually was a student. Yes.
But this is information to talk about. This was thrown out there on the internet. So people are going to jump on it. And we tried to put that fire out pretty quick. And the problem with this is that this is one of the things that YouTube was using as a community guidelines purpose to, as soon as people started talking about that, bang, they were hitting their channel down for controversial content because it could be proven that the thing was wrong. I'm telling you, they're seeding the internet with false information, and when people jump on it, bite on it, or start sharing it, they use that, them sharing it or questioning it or talking about it, to silence them off the internet. This is Orwell like 4.0. Okay? So all of this is tying in together to this huge town hall event. Remember the town hall event? While that sheriff sat there, and blamed the NRA and everybody who was behind the Second Amendment, while that guy sat there, he knew his deputy had stood down. He knew all of these facts. He knew that this thing was not right, and he still went after a false cause. And connections to this guy, let me tell you, when you start digging into Sheriff Israel, Oh my God.
That's a discussion for a 2-hour show.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah. And you know what? I was thinking, if they keep me stuck here, Lori, I just want to put it out there. I have some people who are interested in us opening up a downtown Eugene conservative Christian radio broadcast center so that we can look into the matters here. So I recommend they just, you know, move me on along. Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Well, we're glad you're finally out, Tom. And speaking of David Hogg, okay, because as you know, that information got out there and they were trying to get people to bite, and a lot of people did bite. And we dug enough before we ever allowed any kind of share, and we found out it was disinformation, and we put it out there. This is disinformation. He actually was a student of the Florida school. He had visited California. Yes, he did some media interviews with CBS over something completely different. But the relevance was he was there in California, but he was headed back to Florida in the next couple of days, which is on his own YouTube channel. So we're going to be back after a couple of words from our sponsors, and then I'm going to tell you a little more about David Hogg's connection.
David Hogg, yes.
Wow. Hang with us.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. This is Tom Lacavera Stewart, joined with the lovely Lori Anderson, my sister and partner in this endeavor. And folks, I'm going to reach out to you, ask you one more time. I just got out. We need your help. We're back. We're strong. We're going to be coming, giving you good content. By the way, in the second hour of this broadcast, I did a recent interview with Clive and Bundy while I was still in there. Just 2 days ago, 30 minutes after I posted it to my page, is when my account was terminated, oddly enough. I've been trying to get the information out about a lot of this stuff, even where I was. So we need your support. You need to go to PayPal. Go to Tom Lacavera, that's TomLacovara, TomLacovara at gmail.com, or you can go to paypal.me/RTRTruthMedia. If you have any trouble, call Mike. He'll walk you through the process. Okay? Anything would help at this point. We need to make it till the 13th, where I will be in Judge Aiken's court, 9:30. Anybody who wants to come out, I know that there's some folks out there listening tonight from Oregon who are going to be there. They're going to be there in court. Anybody who's listening out there in Oregon, we would appreciate having your support there. Be kind, be polite, be respectful, and just, it matters how you stand, and we appreciate you coming out. But we really do need you to step up and back the show now. Okay? We've kind of been out here on the limb for this for a little while. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Lori, go ahead.
Okay, so we were on the subject of David Hogg. And Tim Brown, a phenomenal editor and writer at Freedom Outpost, of course, has exposed that. Are you ready for this? Soros, Bloomberg, and Planned Parenthood funding of David Hogg's anti-gun student protests.
Yes. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Right, so I'm going to read to you what Tim wrote. He said, "Did I not tell you? I told you to give it time and we would discover the underbelly of David Hogg's anti-gun protest and the money behind him. And lo and behold, here it is. The names are not secret. They're at the forefront in attacking anything and everything that is American and American government. From Michael Bloomberg and the various lying organizations that he sponsors, such as Everytown and Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, to George Soros and the baby-murdering Planned Parenthood. The money pouring into Hogg to fund his communist protest is not shocking in the least, and it has been expected. First, understand that this has been professional operation in the making since the false flag attack at Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, 2 weeks ago. Second, we know these kids are not thinking on their own, but they are being coached and manipulated by the media and no doubt other handlers behind the scenes. We have provided video to demonstrate this, which the major social media outlets have been scrubbing as fast as they can in an attempt for you not to see the truth. However, David Hines at The Federalist explained that it is even more sinister in that the whole thing has been professionalized, unquote. On February 28th, BuzzFeed came out with the actual story. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, aiding in the lobbying in Tallahassee, a teachers union organizing the buses that got the kids there, Michael Bloomberg's groups, and the Women's March working on the upcoming March for Our Lives, MoveOn.org doing social media promotion and potentially march logistics and training for student activists provided by federally funded Planned Parenthood.
No!
The president of the The president of the American Federation of Teachers told BuzzFeed that they are also behind the national school walkout, which journalists had previously assured the public was the sole work of a teenager. I thought that teenagers were supposed to get kids into school, but maybe that's just me. In other words, the response was professionalized. Then we discover who is actually funding all of this anti-American vitriol down in Florida. According to BuzzFeed, several large progressive organizations, donors, and high-powered public relations firm are backing the March for Our Lives movement, which is quickly evolving from a student-run social media effort to end gun violence into one backed by some of the most influential activists in the country. Since then, major players and organizations including Everytown, Giffords, Move On, Planned Parenthood, and Women's March LA told BuzzFeed News that they are helping the students with logistics, strategy, and planning for the next month's March for Our Lives rally and beyond.
In other words, using them for political scapegoats for communists.
Absolutely. Much of the specific resources the groups are providing to the Parkland students remains unclear and is the full list of supporting organizations, but there are broad outlines. Giffords, an organization started by former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords that fights gun violence, is working with Everytown and Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America to plan the main march on Washington as well as sister rallies across the country. Everytown for Gun Safety, bankrolled mostly by Michael Bloomberg, recently secured a $1 million donation from the entrepreneur and philanthropist Eli Broad. Move On said it will encourage its millions of members to follow and promote the March for Our Lives movement on social media and attend the rally next month. The group said that it had offered support in organizing logistics such as security and portable toilets, but it is unclear if the students have taken them up on their offer. A spokesperson for Planned Parenthood said that the group is, quote, teaching and hosting trainings, unquote, for young activists across the United States, quote, to keep momentum going so they don't get burned out, unquote. Planned Parenthood said that it had been in contact with Giffords, which is spearheading the national coalition of groups working with March for Our Lives. In addition to the millions of dollars raised by A-list celebrities, including Oprah, George and Amal Clooney, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, the March for Our Lives GoFundMe page has raised an additional $2.7 million as of Tuesday.
Yeah, $2.7 million. Mm-hmm. $2.7 million. You know, we could do with $2.7 million.
Right. I know. We could help a lot of people.
Yes, we could.
We really could. So it is no surprise, America, and ironic, though, much like Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, who berates the Senate for not going after the Second Amendment with more gun confiscation legislation to protect the safety of his children while supporting Planned Parenthood, who is the tip of the spear for the 60 million dead babies in the American Holocaust. We have Planned Parenthood actually chipping in on this while they dismember and behead the most innocent in our society. Oh, and let me just chime in. This is not in his article. And sell the body parts.
Think about that for a moment.
An organization whose purpose is using your tax dollars to engage in an Islamic-style behavior to murder children, and then on top of that sell their precious parts for money, is now funding a bunch of little commies in Florida.
Thank you, Project Veritas. Yes. Thank you, Project Veritas.
Yes, absolutely. So, with that being said, though, that's, you know, a lot of people were digging in, of course, to David Hogg because of he became that voice on CNN, you know, Communist News Network. So, an Ohio sheriff, on the good note, an Ohio sheriff is doing something that's really actually going to stop. And I just want to say this, murder's already banned the last time I checked, Tom, isn't it?
Yes, murder is would technically be banned. And I also want everybody to go to Gun Owners of America and look at their fact sheet on all of the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lives that have been saved by lawful firearms and stopping criminals. See, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. Mainstream media, they don't tell you. Sometimes you'll hear the local affiliates tell you because that's what happened in a town, and if they don't report it, then they're really going to look bad. But you don't hear this nationally, across the nation, across these networks, when these folks stand up and they stop people. And one of the most famous, more famous recent cases was that church shooting where a neighbor with his what? What kind of rifle was that?
That was that AR-15, wasn't it? That scary
one? Yeah.
That semi-automatic that even the politicians who are writing the laws are calling an automatic weapon. They really learn their facts before they speak.
Well, you're talking about the same people that called tracer rounds heat-seeking bullets and magazines. You know, we have to ban these now because, you know, they're bullets, and as soon as they shoot them, they'll be gone, and because they're bullets. And that idiot Leon De Leon from California with the ghost guns.
That was hilarious.
Oh, that was funny. This is a ghost gun. No, it wasn't in interstate commerce, you idiot. That's what if you build a arms and you keep it for personal private use and you keep it in your home state and it doesn't cross interstate lines in matter of interstate or foreign commerce, it is not subject to the Commerce Clause. So this is what, rather than call it what it is a private arms. Okay, he comes up with this. It's a ghost gun because we don't have you on a federal database. You know what federal database? You know who used them? The same people that are calling the right Nazis are the same people who are bringing back Nazi policies of gun registration and a national database. Hello. Who are the real fascists here? Sorry, I digress.
That's okay, because I have some things to talk about that as well. But this Ohio sheriff, as you know, like I said just a moment ago, you know, murder is already banned. So if we were to engage in their thought process, then we should have no murders in the United States of America. It's really that simple. Because if banning guns will stop gun murders, then obviously banning murder, which is already banned, we should have no murders whatsoever in the United States of America. But there's an Ohio sheriff doing something. Okay? The Ohio sheriff is offering free gun training to teachers in response to the school shooting in Parkland. Sure enough, Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones told Fox Business Liz McDonald that the response from teachers and school administrators has been overwhelming. We thought we would get 20 to 25 to sign up. He said that they had 50 within the first hour, they had 100 within 2 hours, and they had 300 within 5 hours. We offered teachers first. Then we started getting calls from a secretary that works in the school, janitors that work in the school, Jen said. More schools are beginning to train their educators to access or carry concealed weapons, with reports suggesting there are now more than 1,000 school staffers in a dozen states with access to guns in schools spanning 225 districts. Good for you to this Butler County Sheriff for doing the right thing. Gun-free zones are where these are happening, and I am very proud that that there is a sheriff that is going out and doing this and offering it free to the teachers so these children will actually be protected. On that note, I want you to hear something really quick, and it's not long, but it's from Sheriff David Clark, and it's very fitting. Mike, if you would, could you please play that clip?
Sheriff Clark, huh?
Yeah, Sheriff David Clark, and he hits the nail on the head. And he is discussing, quote-unquote, gun control. Do you have that ready, Mike?
Well, technical errors are going to happen. Sheriff Clark. Yeah.
Okay, so while he's getting...
Ladies and gentlemen, this document...
There we go.
The Constitution of the United States means everything to me, and it should mean everything to you. This is a document of freedom and liberty in the United States of America. I took an oath to defend this Constitution, and gosh darn it, I better live up to that oath. These are your rights. They are not my rights. I am a defender of your rights. Now, as it relates to the Second Amendment, it has special meaning to me. And here's why. As you know, when this country was formed, this Constitution didn't apply to the slaves. But guess what? This Constitution allowed the brilliance of the Founding Fathers. This Constitution allowed for us to eventually get it right. And we did with the 13th Amendment that freed the slaves. But the 13th Amendment only freed the slaves on paper. And many of you may know it was the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause that said this document applies to all citizens in the United States, and that included newly freed slaves. My ancestors fought as well as the Founding Fathers for this document to apply to us. Let me tell you what Frederick Douglass said about the right of self-defense. Douglass strongly supported the right of fugitive slaves to have and use weapons to resist kidnapping. When government fails to protect the just right of any individual man, that man rests on his original right of self-defense, even if it means shooting down his pursuers. Slavery is a system of brute force. It must be met with its own weapons. He went on to say that freedom was worth fighting for. Slaves plus guns equaled freedom. The abolition of slavery was inevitably due to the arming of blacks. Now, if you think for 1 minute that I'm going to cede these rights back to the federal government or any court, you better think again.
Amen, and well said.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will fight for your rights under this document like it were my right, and it is. And I will die fighting for this document. Thank you.
So on that note, Tom, I do have a little bit of good news for people out in Florida. The Florida
the ban. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Florida Senate rejected the ban on assault weapons and voted to arm the teachers.
Because they knew what was going on in their own counties.
They do. Yep. So the Florida Senate rejected a proposal to ban assault weapons. Yep. I can't stand that term. Assault weapons.
No, I know.
I know. I can't stand it either. And, you know, just for a second, I keep hearing this, and I do hear it from famous people. And I have to tell you, I admire Sheriff Clark for all of his tenacity, and I agree with what he's standing for. But, folks, you do understand, and I hear people keep saying this, Second Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. You don't have Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment is a prohibition on government, and it tells government what your inherent, inalienable, this is a positive right to keep and bear arms that pre-existed the authority that the founders were granted by the people at all. This is called Antonin Scalia called a positive right, one that existed before the Constitution, has its roots in Magna Carta law. This ability to defend your life against other guys. Now, if you can show me that cartels and gangsters and criminals don't have these weapons, then you might be able to make a rational argument to say that the AR-15 shouldn't be used or this shouldn't be used. But you can't make that argument. And as long as you can't make that argument with all of the laws out there that exist, these are your inherent inalienable rights. The Second Amendment is not a right-giving amendment. It is a restriction. Now, I know that many of the people on the far left will disagree with me on that, and they believe that these things are privileges. And you know what? As long as certain people are put in positions, I guess some of us are just going to have to acquiesce to this. But you can't change somebody's knowledge that they've been taught about something that is in history. This history has been changed progressively over the years to mean something else other than what it meant. And all you have to do is go back and research it.
It's Magna Carta because it's in the Bible.
Well, sure.
You know, and so I will say...
Well, AR-15s aren't in the Bible, but still.
No, but self-defense is. Sell your cloak and buy a sword, buy two of them.
Yep.
And they don't mean the sword of the spirit because you cannot buy... the sword of the spirit.
And I don't think MS-13 is using clubs. So I'm just saying.
I just don't either. And, you know, as long as the ATF exists and organizations like that that sell to the drug cartels, they're going to be armed. So I'm just saying. You know, I don't do deals with criminals. I'm just saying. But the vote was 20-17 against the assault weapons ban.
Yeah, I mean, now we got one federally, though. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, I won't forget about that, and we'll have to cover that one on a different night, Tom.
Right.
But
right.
With two Republicans joining all of the Senate's 15 Democrats in support of the proposal, is what was reported by the Miami Herald. The full bill, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act, isn't it?
Whoa! That's actually what they called it?
Yes. Isn't it amazing how quick they get that stuff written? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what they called it. Sure did.
The PSYOP bill.
Yeah, absolutely. So it didn't pass, everyone.
Wow.
Say that.
Look, I'd like to say something. First of all, I'd like to say something in reference to something we were talking about earlier, which is David Hogue. You know what? I have to say this. And I know there's going to be people that disagree with me. Maybe people even be angry with me. I'm not angry with David Hogue, however you pronounce his name. I'm not angry with him. And I don't want people to, and this is something that it drives me nuts with people when these things happen. They go and they just assail this person, right, with a bombard of Twitter and Facebook and all that. Look, this kid, in my opinion, was primed and raised to do exactly what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And I know that he would be completely angry with what I'm saying. I don't think that we should be essentially attacking an individual, but attacking an individual is... I feel bad for this kid because he's being used like... it's so sick. He's being used like a political prostitute. And he doesn't... He's so young, 17 years old, all of this national attention, you're giving interviews, you're getting people patting you on the back, you're getting people throwing you thousands of dollars of cash into this momentous movement, and all the while, how could possibly a 17-year-old kid resist that? How could
kind of one that was raised in wanted to be in media. Yeah, he wanted to be in media. You can tell by his YouTube. He wanted the attention. Yep. Plus, his father was FBI. So, that's out of his own mouth. So
I know. But I still, because he's a child, because I consider him a child. I know there's a lot of people that are angry with him and all that. I'm not angry with David Hogg. I'm not angry with him. I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for him. And, oh, my God, I really feel compassion for him, actually. I know you may disagree with me, but, you know.
No, I feel sorry for children who have been brainwashed through Mastering the Human Domain. I mean, you know, these are children. We've studied Mastering the Human Domain. And for individuals sure that want to hear in depth, I covered that, I believe it was October 25th, is when I, 2017 is when I covered that. If you haven't heard or understand Mastering the Human Domain, go back and listen to that radio show, because it is important to understand it. And if adults
can
be tricked with Mastering the Human Domain,
here's a hashtag
certainly.
I forgot to mention. Hashtag kids lives. Number four, cash. Kids lives for cash. Folks, PayPal, tomlacavara@gmail.com. RTR Truth, paypal.me/RTR Truth Media. When we come back, Clive and Bundy, in my interview that caused my YouTube channel with millions of views and thousands of subscribers to be collapsed 20, 30 minutes later, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. I'm on RBN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.